A little bit of your personal faith story.
Sure, my personal faith story. So I started going to church when I was in middle school, to Sunday school and to youth group, because my parents, who didn't go to church but knew that it was important, and so kind of made my sister and I go. And so didn't really love it because I had to get up early on a Sunday morning, and that wasn't all that interesting to me. But I found a community of people and a group of friends that I connected with and was able to go through high school together with. And then when I graduated high school, NYF, I knew I was going to Florida State, but had never heard of the Wesley Foundation, unfortunately. And so I was on campus and realizing that I wanted a faith group. I wanted a community of like-minded people or people of faith that I could connect with. And so that's how I found the Wesley Foundation. And over my time there, I really grown closer to God, and because of the people there who have walked beside me in the ups and downs of my life and have challenged me and grown with me. And so that's my story.
Your home church was?
My home church was First Church of Coral Springs, down in Coral Springs, Florida, so just north of Fort Lauderdale. It's a little bit bigger than Tallahassee, but a great place.
So you were born and raised in South Florida?
Yes. Yeah, lived there my whole life until I came to Tallahassee. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what's your parents' background? What kind of work did your dad do?
They're in sales. My mom works for an elementary school. She has been a teacher's aide. Her title changes every couple of years, but basically she's a teacher's aide. And actually this year she won Employee of the Year for her school, which I'm really excited about. And so we'll have a big celebration in a couple of weeks.
Had you eventually got them to go to church once in a while?
Every once in a while. Vance Raines is actually now the pastor of that church that I grew up in, and my family has heard me talk about Vance and how much I appreciate his leadership. And so I've been praying for a long time, and so I'm certainly hoping that they'll reconnect with God in a way that feels comfortable and authentic for them.
That's interesting and wonderful, because I had a drug problem when I was a kid. I was drugged to church. Anyhow, same kind of thing. Mom and Dad were believers and everything, but they had no, they didn't go to church.
Yeah.
And this group of young people that we have here, not all of these young people, parents, go to church. And for the church to reach out and provide an environment for young people like this, then to grow in their own faith, and then to be able to encourage others as they grow in wisdom and stature, as Jesus did. So.